This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The watchwords of this program so far this week have been monetary policy, interest rates, and how the Federal Reserve uses them to manage this economy. We did an explainer on Tuesday, the Fed's Economic Policy Toolkit, set to music, featuring, figuratively, Chair Jay Powell on guitar. You should check it out, marketplace.org. There was the interest rate decision yesterday featuring Chair Jay Powell, actually talking about the way the Fed does what it does. Today, it's the OECD, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, and its downgrade of its global growth forecast this morning to its lowest level since 2009. I'm going to let that sink in for a second. There is the trade war, yes, but also there is this quote from the OECD's chief economist: do not rely on monetary policy to do the job alone. The head of the European Central Bank says the same thing. Jay Powell says a version of it, because fundamentally, central banks, for all their power, cannot do it all. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains what's going on here.
To try and spark some economic growth, central banks from the U.S. to Europe to China have been pulling out every tool in their toolbox of monetary policy. That's manipulating the money supply and interest rates, which are now negative in some places, and still, says Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics,
central banks are wrestling with the fact that they have done everything they could, more than they ever thought they should, and growth is at best anemic. And the threat of recession is very real.
So they're kind of punting to the politicians and saying, now you need to use your tools, fiscal policy, to stimulate growth, which generally means cutting taxes and boosting spending. But not just any kind of spending, says Jacob Kierkegaard at the Peterson Institute.
To invest more money, building new real estate, high-speed internet, education, research and development.
This kind of spending stimulates productivity and future economic growth. Here in the U.S., we've already done a version of fiscal stimulus, the massive 2017 tax cuts. Douglas Holtz Aiken at the American Action Forum says that's led to soaring debt and deficits. He says we should be investing in things like roads and bridges, but bitter partisanship has left Congress in a state of fiscal paralysis.
The poster child for this is the absolute agreement that we need an infrastructure program and absolutely no ability to get it done.
In addition to more growth-friendly fiscal policy, central bankers and the OECD also want less confrontational, more growth-friendly trade policy to help recharge the global economy. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.